This week on the podcast, we're going to steer clear of retirement stress because psychologists have determined that that is one of the most stressful events a human being can go through in their life. So Jude and I are going to discuss that this week here on PlanWise Retire Free.
Any successful plan requires wisdom and preparation, and retirement is no different. It's time for the PlanWise Retire Free podcast.
Hey folks, welcome into the podcast. Jude and I here to talk investing, finance, retirement, and stress. Nobody likes stress, Jude, so we want to kind of steer clear of it as much as possible. We've got a few places we want to talk about that with folks and hopefully help them be a little more stress-free. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, I'm feeling great. I am excited about today's episode because there's a lot of things people don't take into account when planning for retirement and their level of stress.
Very true. And Lord knows it's stressful enough right now in the world, right? So why have this element of retirement stress? But I get it. It's a whole new animal. It's a big animal. It's a big change, right? So going into retirement can be stressful. So let's just jump in, start knocking out a few things here. Let's just start right there, actually, Jude, understanding that it is a heck of a lifestyle change. Like, we can be super excited and looking forward to retirement. Yes, it's going to be great. But then when you get a little closer, you start to kind of go, oh, man, like my whole routine and world's about to change. And while that's exciting, it's also a little scary, and scary creates stress.
It is. You know, I do this every day and I've been doing it for 25 years, but most people only retire once.
Right.
And that is a stressful transition. And I used to be under the impression everybody was excited to finally get to that date. Not everybody is excited because their well-being, their sense of self, sometimes is tied up to what they do.
Great
point.
Give
you a perfect example of a client. So this client, we've been doing planning for 15 years. For the last 7 years, we've been telling him that he and his wife can retire. His wife been taking care of the household. He's been going out, earning a very significant living. And every year for the last 7 years, we say, hey, you've reached the point where you can retire. And he just hadn't retired. Finally, he retired a year ago. And I was talking to him one-on-one after our financial planning session.
Right.
It was just him and myself. And he said, Jude, I don't know if I made the right move retiring. I don't know what to do with myself. And I see my wife 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, what I used
that's to a real thing.
3 days a week.
Yeah.
And so it's a real thing, understanding how your life is going to change in retirement and having some thought around that.
Yeah, that's a great point. And depending on your relationship, right? I think maybe we even learned some of this during COVID. If people were, you know, kind of quarantined or around each other a lot more, it's like, look, you can love your spouse all day long, but eventually, you know, you're going to get on each other's nerves a little bit. Yeah. So there's a learning curve there too. She might be like, hey, get out of my way, get out of my house. You're messing up my routine, or vice versa. Right. So it's a big gear change.
The funny thing about that is he told me that after the financial planning team meeting, a couple of days later, I had to get a signature from his wife on a document. And she told me exactly the same thing when it was one-on-one with her and I. So
she was like, get him out of the house. Yeah. Again, it's a big shift. And not only that, like there's the X's and O's part of it too, right? You're like, you know, you're stressing about converting everything we've built into a paycheck in retirement, right?
Absolutely.
Because you're not getting that paycheck. So, but just don't discount that emotional side, that lifestyle change side that Jude alluded to on some of that. And keeping with that thought, Jude, let's go with, there's new challenges now to have, right? Retirement, you know, Murphy's Law is going to happen. There's always going to be things in life that show up, but maybe it's time to embrace some new changes or embrace changes and look forward to some new challenges.
Yeah. I'll give you another example of a client, same thing, very successful couple, both of them high-powered executives, now retired. The first couple of months, they did a ton of traveling, then they got back and really didn't have much to do with themselves. The wife went back and started volunteering for the Chamber of Commerce, and the husband picked up a part-time job consulting on business issues. So they both kept very active and they put on new challenges that they weren't doing before. And I think it's enhancing their life.
No, that's a great point. We got to retire to something, I think. I mean, yeah, you could certainly, you know, say I'm going to take a few. My brother, when he just retired this past year in October, he was going to come and work for me part time. But he's like, can I wait until like, you know, maybe February or March? I want to take a few months and just you know, enjoy being retired. And it's like, absolutely. Right. So nothing wrong with that. But I think as humans, we have to have something to kind of keep us going and keep us, you know, to keep us moving and grooving a little bit. I think that's just helpful for the psyche as well as the body. So good points there. All right. So let's go to this next one. We're talking about kind of keeping our options open. I'm going to pick on Florida for a minute. I'm going to pick on your neck of the woods a little bit.
Florida, man.
All right. So, I mean, I've talked to a number of people who like the dream is to move to Florida in retirement. Right. And some people are smart about it. They go back and forth for a while. They snowbird it or whatever. Great. I've met other people who are like, that's the dream because they went down there a couple of times and they really enjoyed it. And then they retire down there and all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe it's not as dreamy as I thought. It's flipping hot. There's traffic is horrendous, whatever. And now I want to change. So just keep your options open and but be smart about it because stuff like that can obviously be pretty costly and a big hit to the retirement plan.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. People should do as much investigating as they can if they're thinking about moving out of their current location in retirement. You know, Arizona is a big retirement community.
Sure. Yeah.
North Carolina, Texas, Florida, and all of these places are great, but we should also keep our mind open because there's some non-traditional things that are that some of our clients are doing too. Mm. I've got a client that has moved to Panama and Ooh. Absolutely loves it.
Nice.
The cost of living is less expensive. Now, the heat is just as bad as here in Florida, probably worse.
Yeah.
But they love that lifestyle and they love the fact that their dollar goes a lot farther. Mm. So
interesting.
Well, be open-minded.
I was going to say that brings up an interesting point. So my wife and I went to Aruba a couple of years ago, and I guarantee everybody can relate to this kind of story because I bet you, if you're listening, you've done this. You've gone someplace on vacation. You're there for a week and you're like, this is the greatest place. We should move here. Right.
Yes.
Like how many people wind up saying and doing that when they go on vacation someplace and then reality sets in, or maybe it doesn't. And you do something kind of crazy and then maybe you regret it. So just definitely do your homework. Keep your options open. Be a little flexible in there.
There you go.
Good thing. All right. Let's talk about some perspective here, Jude, for, you know, the retirement conversation, the concept of retirement is only about 100 years old. Think about that for a minute. Right.
Yeah.
It's really only about 100 years old and really only well machined, grooved, marketed, whatever you want to call it, for about 60 years, right? For the last maybe 60, 70 years, because basically you just worked until you dropped prior to that, and there was no concept for it. So I think we see commercials, we see what our neighbors are doing or something like that, and we kind of get it, maybe get a little bit of a false sense of perspective as to what retirement should be, especially if you haven't planned it out and thought about it. It's not all going to be day boating trips on your yacht.
Absolutely. And here's one of the things, because you're right when you say the concept of retirement is only 100 years old. Here's one of the things that has changed in retirement that not a lot of people are taking into their thought process.
Okay.
Not only are we retiring younger, but we're living longer.
Correct.
So some people, you know, have 70 as their retirement age. Some people have 65, but I'm seeing clients now telling me, hey, 55, 60 at the most is when I want to retire. And our quality of life, our lifespan is increasing. So you may spend 30 years or more in retirement.
Yeah.
And one of the things you brought up in a previous episode of the show is changing this net worth, this nest egg that we've built out to produce income for life.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how important that is to have consistent sources of income. People love their pension. They love their Social Security.
Of course.
But there are other ways, too, to create a standard income that will not go down and that you can depend on it no matter what's happening in the market. So people need to think that they could possibly be in retirement over 30 years.
Yeah. And if you, it's a long time to be retired with no paycheck, right?
Exactly.
So you want to certainly think that through. And also kind of think about the fortunate spot that you're in too, folks. Like in the history of things for a very long time, the fact that you might even make it to retirement and can retire is kind of great, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so there's a lot of people that just don't. They don't live long enough to see retirement, or they can't retire, or it just wasn't something you could ever do, you know, even 100 years ago, right? You just, again, you worked until you dropped. So the fact that we can kind of stop and maybe smell the roses at this point is a blessing. So just
absolutely
kind of think about those things in that perspective. And then finally, of course, a lot of the stuff we talked about was mostly around the emotional or the kind of thought processes, Jude. The final piece is, well, you still got to have the money to make it happen, Captain.
Yeah.
So get a good financial advisor, right? And help, let them help you find, build, and create the retirement that you want.
Look, I love our industry. I think what we do is very noble. We help people achieve their financial goals and live a stress-free life when it comes to their finances. But I also know that everybody in our industry is doing the best work for the client.
Right.
And so finding a good financial advisor, finding someone that believes in looking at finances from a holistic standpoint. Oftentimes people say financial advisor and they immediately think investments. Well, that's just part of it. You really need someone, particularly if you're planning on retirement, that understands the accumulation phase of your life, saving money to get up the mountain to financial freedom, and the distribution phase, taking that net worth and creating income for life, or even maybe creating a legacy for the next generation.
Yeah.
Gotta have a good financial advisor that understands all of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. That's important. It's just as important as the other components, you know, daydreaming, thinking about strategizing, planning the things you want, you know, the checklist, the bucket list, all that stuff is great, but you got to also have the funds to make it happen. And you got to have the strategy there to be able to walk yourself to it, through it, and all the way through it. So get with a qualified professional like Jude and his team. Of course, as always, if you need some help, reach out to him at CentrustFS.com. That's CentrustFS.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform app you like using. PlanWise Retire Free. As we mentioned, there's some changes coming up here in a few weeks. We're going to have a new look to the podcast coming very soon. So make sure that you are.
I'm so excited.
Checking out notifications, get those notifications. That way you get new episodes when they come out. And of course you can, you know, Jude and the team will be sending out little blips and snippets along the way on other platforms and other kinds of things that they reach out to their clients. So again, look out for those changes coming up, but don't forget to subscribe because it will carry over. And we'll see you next time here on PlanWise Retire Free. Again, if you need help, reach out to Jude and team at CentrustFS.com. Jude, my friend, I will see you soon.
Thank you, brother. Take care.
Have a great week, folks. We'll catch you next time here on the podcast.
The preceding program is sponsored by Jude Wilson, who is solely responsible for its content. Financial planning and advisory services are offered through Prosperity Capital Advisors, PCA, an SEC-registered investment advisor with its principal place of business in the state of Ohio. Centrus Financial Strategies and PCA are separate, non-affiliated entities. PCA does not provide tax or legal advice. Insurance and tax services offered through Centrus Financial Strategies are not affiliated with PCA. Information received from this podcast should not be viewed as individual investment advice. Product discussions and illustrations are hypothetical in nature and will vary based on many factors, including but not limited to age, health, product, insurance carrier, and product design. You should consult the insurance carrier website and policy for detailed information. For information pertaining to the registration status of PCA, please contact the firm or refer to the Investment Advisor Public Disclosure website, www.advisorinfo.sec.gov. For additional information about PCA, including fees and services, send for our disclosure statement as set forth on Form ADV from PCA using the contact information herein. Please read the disclosure statement carefully before you invest or send money.